With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signed an order today extending an Obama administration ban on new mining in the mountains north of Yellowstone National Park by 20 years. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Zinke stood with his back to the Absaroka mountain range as he said some places shouldn't be mined, even though he describes himself as a pro-mining guy.
The mountain behind us is special. It's special to the community, it's special to Montana, and it's special to our nation.
Zinke announced the mining ban for the area just north of the country's first national park at a luxury resort lodge with stunning views of the mountain range and valley. The Interior Department's withdrawal of mining here is an extension of a two-year ban put in place by former Interior Secretary Sally Jewell under the Obama administration in 2016. That ban was set to expire in November. The continuation of it on 30,000 acres of mostly national forest land was praised by Joe Josephson with the Greater Yellowstone Coalition.
The values at stake here in terms of the migration corridors and the grizzly bear habitat and the recreational access and the way that this river drives the economy of this valley and of Yellowstone National Park, it's the right thing to do.
The order Zinke signed Monday does not prevent ongoing or future mining projects moving forward on already existing claims. However, Zinke says he does not see a path forward for the two companies that have proposed mining projects here.
No, it doesn't. And he really ought to talk to me about that.
This is John Mayers, the president and CEO of Lucky Minerals, the Canadian company with a permit to search for gold, silver, and other minerals. Mayers says the Interior's order means Lucky can't claim any new land, but it says the company plans to drill on the land it does have a claim for next summer.
Most people aren't going to want to have a mine in their backyard. I get that. But it's not up to us to decide where the minerals are.
All three members of Montana's bipartisan congressional delegation support legislation moving through Congress that would make the 20-year ban permanent. If that happens and it blocks Lucky Minerals from moving forward with its project, John Mayers says the company will take the federal government to court. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.